Before we jump into this episode, this is James from Fringe Voices. I just wanted to let you know about Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It's free, and they have plenty of tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. In addition, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more places. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R dot FM to get started. Thank you. Hey, this is James Ayler, and welcome to Fringe Voices. Today I'm talking with Dave Lopez, the co-owner of Gunhill Brewery, a great brewery in the Bronx. We have a fun conversation about having a business that's a fun place for the community and talk about the unique history between the Revolutionary War, Alexander Hamilton, and Gunhill Brewery. Please subscribe and rate this podcast if you enjoy it. Thanks, and here you go. Hey, Dave. Thanks for joining the call today. This is Dave Lopez, the co-owner of Gunhill Brewery. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for taking time as well. So why I wanted to interview you today is because my wife and I have been going to Gunhill Brewery for some time because we like your beers. And then also we just noticed that you have fun with the business and you also seem to be really involved with the community. So one thing I wanted to focus on is what your philosophy is with like business and why you chose to one, be located in the Bronx, and then two, what inspires you to be involved with the community?
Well, I mean, the reason why we wanted to open in the Bronx is because both Kieran, my business partner, and myself are from New York City originally, and we have a lot of ties to the Bronx. My family, my mother was actually born in the Bronx. My grandfather was born in the Bronx. My grandfather went to high school around the corner from the brewery, actually.
Oh, wow.
And Kieran was born in the Bronx. I went to grade school and high school in the Bronx. So we had all these deep ties. And then we also met playing on a baseball team when I was in college and Kieran was out of school, and it was our home field is based in the Bronx. So it just, everything sort of lent itself. And then on top of that, the real cherry on top was that at the time that we were looking to open, there was nobody producing beer in the borough. The Bronx Brewery had formed, but they were not making any beer. They didn't have a physical location in the Bronx. So for us, it was also a point of pride to be able to be the first ones to bring the beer business back to the borough since 1961.
Nice. So it does sound like you have a lot of great ties to the Bronx, and that's why you chose to locate there. What inspires you to be, like, as a business? It's not common for most people to want to be involved with the community as far as, like, whenever we go to the botanical gardens or we're somewhere else in the Bronx, we always see the Gunhill name mentioned. And then I think what also inspires, at least what I think you guys have involved with the community, is you located your place on Gunhill Road, which is not a common place for a brewery. So could you speak to a little bit about, like, maybe what your philosophy is about your community aspect of your business too?
Well, I mean, I think that part of the Bronx still has a stigma attached to it in the
exactly.
rest of the rest of the city. And so I think part of what we really try and do, and what we've been aiming to do over the last 5.5 years, is try and put as much of a positive spin and make people realize that there is more than what you see on the news and what you've read about over the last however many years. And so one of the ways to do that is by getting out in the community and letting people in the community know that we are there. Because even though if you've been coming to Gunhill for a long time, you know we exist, and you might think that we're everywhere, there are still a ton of people in a small radius that don't know that we exist. And so it's part of our responsibility to get out to the community to let them know that we do exist, that there are these places within their own community that they can come and have fun at.
Yeah, and I think that's, because I think a lot of times when people think of like community building and things like that, they may have a very narrow view of like, oh, it has to be a social justice thing or something like that. But I think your business is a great like alternative focus of that, of how you're giving people a fun place, like you said, to have spend a time, a good time in the Bronx and like get rid of that stigma, which I think is pretty inspiring.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to say that that everyone has the same view as you, but so far we're still waiting for more and more people to pick up on that. But you know, it's a process.
Sure, exactly. Well, you know, I definitely, one of the reasons why I wanted to start this podcast is like you. You know, I'm not originally from the Bronx, but I've lived in the Bronx for the past about 13 years, and there is a lot of stigma attached to it. So I wanted to give more voices to people in the Bronx. So let's hope that this word of your brewery spreads around, not just to people that like craft beer, but others in the community as well. So another thing I wanted to talk about is, it seems like you have a, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it seems like you have an interest in like the Revolutionary War, which inspires a lot of you, like your beer names and things like that. Could you talk a little bit about like, I think that this creates like a fun atmosphere to your business too, which probably inspires you to motivate you to work on it every day too. So what's behind the Revolutionary War and like what inspires you to use that theme?
So when we were looking and coming up with the idea for the brewery and we were trying to think of names, obviously some of it was going to be dependent on where we were located. But because we were so, because the formulation of our business is so deeply rooted in New York, we wanted to have a really New York centric name. And if anyone is from New York or is driven on 95, taking the 2 or the 5 train, or driven on the Bronx River Parkway, they know Gun Hill Road. They know Gun Hill because they've got big exits. It is an exit on each of those highways.
Exactly.
On those subways, and it's always spoken. So that was always on the list, and it's a cool sounding name. So that was always on our short list. And then once we found the location, and it was literally right off of Gun Hill Road, it was like, okay, that's probably a good sign that should be our name. So then what we started doing and started digging a little bit deeper into the meaning of the name, where it came from, and my background in college actually was in, I was a history major in college.
So, oh, nice.
I did a little bit of digging, and the name Gun Hill Road is named Gun Hill Road because during the Revolutionary War, there was the Battle of Gun Hill, and the Gun Hill was actually a hill that is now Woodlawn Cemetery. And the colonists started storing their ammunition, their cannons, on top of this hill, and fired down on the British as the British were walking up what was then known as Kingsbridge Road. And when the British started retreating and the colonists had won the battle, they ended up renaming Kingsbridge Road Gun Hill Road after the Gun Hill, which was the hill at Woodlawn Cemetery.
Nice.
So when we saw that, you know, that the history of the name stemmed from the Revolutionary War, it just sort of made sense to try and use as much of our branding in that same vein, in the revolutionary spirit. And we do try and keep some of our names at like that, but after a certain period of time, you end up running out, especially now in this day and age where it just seems like you have to make a ton of new beers all the time. You're constantly coming out with something, and there are so many other breweries and there's so many names. You have to really be creative, and being sort of pigeonholed into just sticking with Revolutionary War themed names and stuff, but we try and keep our branding as on point to that as we can. But yeah, that definitely gives us some fun to play around with this stuff.
Yeah, and I think that is a pretty cool, like, I didn't realize that you were a history major, so that's what inspired you to go get into that. Me, I'm a little bit of a beer snob, and I actually really do like your beer. I know that over the summer I was digging, I'm an IPA fan, and I was digging the Mosaic Soft Serve, even though that's kind of a light beer. But yep. And then my wife is a stout fan, so we have totally different tastes. She likes the Void of Light, but then she wanted to get into the peanut butter Void of Light that I saw you guys have now. But maybe we could talk a little bit about the beer, just the beer in general, and then we could talk a little bit about the vision you have for the future of your business too. So what kind of person are you? Are you an IPA fan or a stout fan?
You know, it really depends. I mean, if you're going to ask me between the two of them, I would tell you I'm more of an IPA fan than a stout fan. But I'm also, you know, it really, I feel that there is a beer for all occasions. So, sometimes it depends on if you're eating, if you're having beer with food, then maybe there'd be a different style. But, you know, if I'm at a football game and I'm tailgating, maybe a Pilsner, or something like that. So it really depends on the setting that I'm having the beer.
Yeah, and I do feel like the season kind of impacts it too, because I know even during like this time of year when it gets colder, I gravitate more away from like the IPAs and more towards like darker beers too. So I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Like it's based on the occasion and could be the season too. This may be a tough question, but what was your go-to beer before you started the brewery?
I don't know if I want to admit to that on air.
Okay, that's fine. I just hope it wasn't Bud Light or something. Let's just say that. Okay, that's fine. One thing that I noticed about Gun Hill too is you had a pretty famous collaboration that was the Rise Up Rye that was inspired by Hamilton. Could you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we, again, going back to the Revolutionary War theme, we were approached by these two Broadway actors who are also really into the craft beer industry, and they have a video, a web series, and they were inspired by Game of Thrones and Omegang doing this collaboration on a bunch of beers throughout Game of Thrones. And so they sort of said, well, why hasn't anybody put Broadway shows with New York craft beer before? They're both artists. Actors like to drink. Brewers like being creative and all that. So these guys had this idea of trying to start this series of beers with pairing one New York City brewery with the Broadway show and brewing a beer for charity. And they had this great idea. We, at the time, we were already brewing a beer called Schuyler's American Wheat, and it was named after the Schuyler family from upstate New York. And it just so happens that the one of the daughters of the Schuylers was married to Alexander Hamilton. So these guys said, wouldn't it be awesome if we could pair Gun Hill with Hamilton? Like, there's a natural connection. So they called me, I guess it was 4 years ago now. They called me and asked me if it was right around this time, if they could make this happen, would we be interested in doing something with the show? And to be honest, the show had just really started, but I had obviously heard of it. And I said, yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Sure.
And then the show was a little resistant at first, but then after speaking with us, they kind of got the idea and they were all in. And so we spent a good 4 months really formulating how this beer was going to taste, what we wanted it to taste, what the proceeds were going to go to. And then it ended up just sort of taking on a life of its own as the show took on a life of its own.
Nice.
So I didn't realize. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh no, you can go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, we started this process, and then shortly midway through the process, the show ended up winning the Grammy Award for, for best album soundtrack for a musical. And then right after we released The Beer, they got nominated for all the Tony Awards. So it really was sort of, we were just along for the ride, kind of.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And then you mentioned something about you were, I guess you donated the proceeds or something, or am I?
So the idea, the original idea for this whole series was that the beer would be brewed one time with a portion of the proceeds to go to a charity of the show's choice. And so we were paired with a couple of the actors in the show were involved in what was called the Eliza Project, which was in conjunction with the Graham Wyndham Charity, which is the first private orphanage that was started by Alexander Hamilton's wife.
Oh, wow.
So we got hooked up with them. And so what we did when we did the first batch of beer was that a significant portion of the proceeds and a portion of the proceeds from the release party that we did with the cast went to the charity. And then what we've done since then is a portion of the proceeds of the draft sales that we have for the beer go towards the charity. And now on the can, that's all mentioned. The charity is mentioned on the can as well. So it gets some good visibility.
Yeah, that's really great. See, this is another reason why I like your brewery, is because this is another aspect of you being involved with the community, which I think as you probably realize is important to highlight, is now you're putting it on the can. So thanks for, you know, doing stuff like that for the community. I think it's not common for businesses to do that. Segueing into, like, what do you, like, most people talk about, this is maybe kind of a strange question, but a lot of time on podcasts, especially like if they're talking to like some kind of millionaire, billionaire, they're like, what is your morning routine like? So, and I think the reason why they ask that is because like the morning kind of sets the tone for the day. So in terms of you do have a successful business here. So what do you feel like is your morning routine and how that contributes to like your success in this business?
Well, I mean, we are very much sort of a mismatch or mismatch of people that are involved in doing the business. You know, like we all have very different responsibilities. And, you know, I actually still have a day job as well.
Okay.
So my morning routine is very different from the morning routine for some of the other guys involved in the business. Like I couldn't tell you what the exact routine that Chris, our brewer, what he does. I can't tell you exactly what my partner Kieran does for his morning routine either. But for me, like when I wake up, the first thing I'm doing is I'm checking the emails that come in overnight for the brewery. And then on my way to my day job, I'm probably answering some of those emails or setting up alerts and to-do lists for things that I need to get done during the day when I can, to send out, either shoot off other emails or follow up on certain things. And then throughout the day, it's really just a function of are there any phone calls or text messages or emails that come in that require immediate response or following up with distributors, whatnot. And then a lot of the additional stuff that I need to take care of gets done sort of after 5 o'clock.
Okay, I see. So what do you feel like is the hardest part of running a brewery these days, especially not only like a local brewery, but in terms of the craft beer industry is really like taking off now. So that could be the first question. What is like, how do you, I guess, what motivates you every day to run your business?
I think that any small business owner will tell you that part of their motivation is also comes from fear. And that's probably fear of failure.
Yeah, failure, you know, on that one.
Yeah. So I think that is a big part. I mean, there are a lot of people that kind of are counting on us. So we have to make sure that we're doing everything that we can, because we have people that are dependent on us for their livelihoods. So that's part of it. And then it's also just the same motivation that everybody that owns a business has, and that's to try and make some money.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of that, what do you feel is the, what's like your future vision for Gun Hill? Do you feel like you're going to step it up more in New York City, or do you feel like you want to take it more national, or how do you feel is the, what do you feel is the vision for Gun Hill?
Well, I think that if you had asked me that question 5.5 years ago, you'd get a very different answer than what you're about to get, just because as you touched upon the fact that the industry is taking off. It is taking off, but it's also it's becoming a lot more crowded. And
yeah.
What that really means is that it's a lot harder to go into out of state markets and be really competitive, because everybody there wants to support their own local businesses. So you're not getting the same clamoring for out of state product as you might have 5 years ago. And so what that means is that it becomes really important to really focus on your own backyard, and that for us is the tri-state area. And then also I think that there, even within that area, there's also a ton of new breweries opening. So what becomes really important is focusing even smaller on your own retail business, and that's trying to get people to come and drink directly from the source, because that is the way we can best control the number one, the message, and also the product quality. You know, if something happens with the beer, we have no one to blame but ourselves. Whereas when we send the beer out, once that beer leaves the brewery, we have no control over anything.
That makes sense.
Obviously, we'd love to get as many people to come and drink at the brewery or at Gun Hill Tavern, which is our second location in the South Bronx. And then I think you'll probably see us look to expand further with some more retail locations at some point.
Hey, that would be great. And so I think we've had a very good conversation about the Gun Hill Brewery, and so I wanted to conclude with speaking of bringing people to the brewery and to your tavern in the South Bronx, which I've been to and which is pretty awesome as well. I just prefer the brewery because I'm closer to it. What future events do you have coming up? I know that one event that we really enjoy is that homebrew competition, which I think is amazing to have all these different little homebrewers come in and share their beer. I know that was like a month or two ago, but what future events do you have coming up that people may be interested in? And then where can people find you on the internet?
So we're going to be, I'm just waiting for the official confirmation, but we just did a collaboration with a couple of local Bronx businesses. And it's a beer that is a little bit of a Thanksgiving themed beer. It's called Mama's Candied Yams. So it's
nice.
an imperial amber ale with candied yams, a little bit of maple syrup, some toasted marshmallow, a little bit of pineapple, and some spices. So it's going to be released right around Thanksgiving. We're probably going to be hosting an event to release the beer on November 23rd at the brewery. We'll have a holiday party at the brewery in December, but then the next like really big event that's sort of on par with the homebrew event is on January 18th. We're going to be hosting a barrel aged beer festival. So there'll be 20 breweries from all over the country, actually, mostly the East Coast, but all over the country. 20 breweries.
Awesome.
at the brewery, set up around the tasting room, and each one will have two different barrel aged beers, varying styles. Not all going to be dark beer. There will be other beer that they've barrel aged. They'll be bringing. We'll have a bunch of stuff that's never been released before. A couple of special things we're making just for the event. And it'll be something we've never done before, and I think it's something that's never been done before in this area. So I think it's a unique idea and something to get people out in the middle of the winter.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I like that barrel aged thing that's coming up. I'm definitely going to check that out. Where can people find you on the internet if they're curious about like these upcoming events? Where should they go to?
the best place to always find like the most up to date information is on Instagram at Gunhill Brewery, or Twitter at Gunhill Brewery, or on Facebook. But then we also, our website is www.gunhillbrewing.com, and that has events that we're doing at the brewery. It has the, you know, information about what's on, what's currently on tap and what we have available in cans. But you, social media is always the best way to find out the most up-to-date information.
Awesome. And well, I hope everybody...
We will have, we will have information about ticket sales for the Barrel Age event available on all platforms.
Awesome. So everybody, check out that barrel-aged event that's going to be coming up at the Gunhill Brewery. Thanks so much to Dave for joining us on this call to share a little bit about himself and the Gunhill Brewery. Definitely appreciate it, Dave. And everybody, please check them out on the internet, and please visit their business so we can support more businesses like this.